Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Children and allowances with the family in mind. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When children begin to realize the difference between items they want as opposed to items they need, they achieve a new understanding of value. And when these communication lines are open, it may be a good time to discuss the concept of an allowance. Regardless your personal stance on the issue, as a parent or guardian, you will have to face it at some point. Some parents base an allowance on household chores. Others treat it as a salary for being a member of the family. Here is yet another scenario where one size doesn't fit all. Openly discussing the concept of an allowance is beneficial to all family members, according to psychologist Dr. Brenda Wade. She says, the reason we don't have these conversations easily or readily is because we have a lot of embarrassment and guilt about money. She explained that money-related items and issues are often passed down from generation to generation and can include feelings of loss, shame, guilt, or anger that haven't been resolved. When it comes to an allowance, I prefer a reward-based system. This allows the parent to be more thoughtful as to how to assign value to chores or contributions to the household. I did not pay my daughters to wash the dishes because I wasn't paid to cook the meal. My daughters didn't leave their dishes on the table, and my grandchildren don't leave their dishes on the table either. They walk their dishes and glasses over to the sink. Sure, we had a few dropped and broken plates, but a message has been instilled regarding the value of being a member of the family unit: cooperation. There is also a value associated with those things they do that go beyond the call of duty for which they can be compensated. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.